There are all kinds of different dreams, but mainly three types of dreams that Tibetan yogis recognize. First, there's the ordinary sleeping dreams, the karmic dreams, the dreams that are related to what we did during the day, to our own interactions, what we've got in our stomach when we lie down to sleep, and so on. These are karmic dreams. This is like residue from the day or from our past weeks or months or even past lives. Second, there are more like the clear dreams where we have more clear awareness and know we're dreaming, lucid dreams. And third are clear light or spiritual dreams, illuminated dreams, dreams where we may receive blessings or have visions or some spiritual epiphanies, experience some bliss or delight that may even carry over into the next day. These are the three general kinds of dreams, and we'll be working with them in our dream practice of the Tibetan Dream Yoga. More in general, even than that, we have all kinds of dreams. We can see that there are dreams that come specifically from what happened during the day and who said what to us and what we did. There are dreams about other people and places. There are dreams about forgotten elements in our subconscious or in our experience. Perhaps things that we heard or felt that we didn't have time to process during the day. So it's very healthy and healing to be able to process them at night while we sleep and rest. This is part of the healing and restful function of dreaming. There are archetypal contents in our dreams. We may dream about certain images that mean something to us. We may dream about our parents. We may dream about big things and feel small, or small things and feel big. Things that are projections of our own inner life. Archetypal contents. We may dream of flying, or of drowning, or of dying. It doesn't necessarily mean we're flying, drowning, or dying, but it may represent some kind of, like if we dream of dying, it could mean some kind of loss, or it could mean a certain kind of letting go or ego death, which could be highly positive. There are ESP dreams, dreams that are kind of clairvoyant or prognosticating what might happen in the future. We can receive dreams and omens in that way from our allies, from our angels, from all kinds of beings seen and unseen, or from our gurus or from saints of the present or the past. And then there are the clear light dreams, the illuminated dreams, where we can experience bliss or oneness. We may have a vision of our Savior in whatever form we experience that, and Buddha or Jesus or the ancestors or the goddess. I myself have had marvelous dreams of this kind, and I'm sure you have too. I don't know if you remember them. But research polls have shown that at least 58% of Americans say they have had a lucid dream or two. And that 20% have one once or more a month. Isn't that amazing? When meditators with experience are polled, they report that they have lucid dreams once a week or more, which shows that becoming more conscious and aware through meditation, through mindfulness, and such practices of introspection and awakening helps increase our consciousness and our awareness at night as well as during the day. And we can greatly increase the amount of lucid dreams and clear dreams that we have. Also, I noticed from polls that women report more lucid dreams than men. Tibetan dream yoga is different than what modern psychology has just recently discovered and started to call lucid dreaming. There's been fine research on that by Stephen LaBerge and others. But Tibetan dream yoga reaches back, harkens back thousands of years. Dream work today, ever since Freud opened the field with his classic early work on the interpretation of dreams, which really set the modern field of psychology and psychoanalysis in motion, has been very much involved with interpreting dream symbols and trying to learn their messages to help us cope with life. Tibetan dream yoga, I think, goes a little deeper and helps us cope with life and death and transcend both and realize our true destiny as fulfilled spiritual beings. Moreover, Tibetan dream yoga takes us deep into the inner sanctum of the psyche, of the soul, where there are no headlights, there are no reference points. Through intuitive and experiential practices, contemplative practices, ancient meditational tools and techniques that can help us blossom and unfold all that is within us. I've done this dream yoga myself, sitting up at night, meditating in this way, waking up in the morning, writing down the dreams. And I found that this really works. This is really something we can do. We don't have to sit up at night. We can do it in our bed, lying on our right side. We can awaken within the dream of illusion during the day.